question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And here we go with the next segment of the show today, because for the next 10 minutes, it's time for the Chief Travel Leader Series as we reconnect with show friend Bill Murnane of Lazy Days RV on the show hotline. And this portion of the program, well, it's sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And whether you're planning some spring travel or even Memorial Day, which isn't too far away from now, or maybe you have an essential business trip, Preferred Hotels and Resorts is offering some excellent deals right now, including their last-minute escapes, bed and breakfast deals, and special offers exclusively for MasterCard and Visa card holders.
And whether you're traveling now or later, as Mary mentioned, be sure to sign up for the exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program. Folks, this is the top level that would take you a significant amount of travel to qualify for. And every member of our audience right now can sign up for free room upgrades, private rates, priority early check-in and late check-out. Plus, you're going to get points for free nights, meals, like hotel activities. I mean, it just goes on and on. Go to rmworldtravel.com. Right there on the homepage, click on the I Prefer banner at the top of the website, enroll in the elite status, and then you are on your way for some great travels.
All right, since we have many topics to discuss with Bill Murnane, let's get right to him for today's Chief Travel Leader interview.
Bill, nice to reconnect with you. We welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show, and Mary and I appreciate you jumping aboard with us on this Easter weekend.
Hi, Robert and Mary. Nice to be with you again. Thank you.
I joked on air with Eric Giuliani last week that he was back for his sixth appearance with us, but you're not too far behind him. Today's your fifth appearance. It's become kind of an annual rite of passage, if you will, for the three of us since you first joined us back in April of 2017. Time has gone by quickly.
Yes, it has. But that's awesome. I'm happy to be here.
Well, appreciate that very much. So listen, I feel like I seem to be saying this week after week, the coronavirus clearly hasn't been kind to the vast majority of the travel world. But for sectors like the RV industry or the boating industry, we just checked in a couple weeks ago on the Palm Beach Boat Show, you know, some others, business has been strong and demand, frankly, has often been outstripping supply. So since Lazy Days has the world's largest RV dealership in Tampa, a number of locations around the country, I want to know how business is and what can you report to us that's in high demand from the RV world by travelers across the country?
Yeah, the business is extremely strong, continues to be strong, has been strong since mid-April last year. And it's been great, and we don't see any sign of it slowing down anytime soon. Everything is in high demand, literally everything. There's nothing, whether it's small travel trailers or fifth wheels or motorhomes, all shapes and sizes of motorhomes. They're all in high demand. And supply is short. Elkhart, Indiana shut down for 6 weeks last year when the pandemic hit. And we honestly have never caught up to demand.
Wow.
And it sounds like we're not going to catch up until next year sometime.
Yeah, that was a similar conversation we had with the boating folks a few weeks ago. Same thing, just exploding with demand, but supply issues. Well, the good news is people with such high demand have certainly adapted, as we always do, and found ways to travel responsibly and safely, which has really made RVing and camping and all kinds of outdoor activities really popular. So, Bill, we're hearing that many of the national parks are already booking up for this summer. We've suggested people should look at state parks. I would expect if you have high demand, you have a lot of new people to the RV industry who may not be as savvy about how to book, where to book. So any recommendations for people who do want to go RVing this summer but are concerned about finding places to accommodate them?
Yeah, I think, like you said, Mary, is book early. There's only so many spots out there, and like all travel industry, there are certain times of the year like the 4th of July and Labor Day and Memorial Day, which are very, very high demand. So it's never too early. In fact, it's starting to get late probably to book up. But that's the best advice I can give is book early.
Yeah. And you're right, because even, you know, whether they're the big campgrounds out there, even some of the smaller ones, they're turning people away. So if you haven't booked, as you just said, you may be parking in a Walmart parking lot somewhere. But
which is fine.
It's fine, but you're going
to
lack some amenities for hookups.
To get some supplies.
You need to run into the store, you're good. But, you know, and folks know this, people that have listened to you joining us over the years, you know, what we've always liked about Lazy Days is you work with so many of the major brands out there. And folks, if you're new to the show, since we've added so many new stations over the last year, you know, when you go to the website and you check it out, I mean, they work with Airstream or Coachman or Thor, I mean, Tiffin, I mean, I don't know, I'm going down the list here, Winnebago, Jayco, there's probably another 10 or so here. I know, Bill, you'd like me to hit them all, but I just don't have the time. So, but really want to know, as the CEO of the company, how have you had to pivot during the pandemic, and what are some things that you're doing today, maybe that surprises you, that you think are going to be fixtures in your operations for years to come?
Yeah, it certainly accelerated the move to online research and even buying. We're finding more and more people want to transact through digitally. And although it's still the vast majority of our transactions are face-to-face, we definitely see that part of the business growing, and we're going to have to step up and upgrade our IT capabilities and other capabilities to keep up with it.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of changes coming out of this in people's shopping behavior that are probably going to last, I'd say, indefinitely after this. So the Tampa location is the world's largest RV dealership from what we see. And I know you offer an opportunity. We talked about this last year for people to camp on that site. It's quite a sight. And before the show, I was looking over your website and I noticed you have a number of things planned outdoors. You have things planned for Easter this weekend. You have events planned for Mother's Day, Memorial, and Father's Day. Do all your locations offer on-site camping and events like this? Are they open to anyone with an RV, or is this a perk when you get your RV or your trailer from you guys at Lazy Days?
Well, we have two campsites at the Tampa dealership. The Tampa dealership, as you know, is 125 acres. We have a campsite that I would call a public campsite that's 300 spots. We also have something called the Crown Club, which is basically a private club membership for a high-end RV buyers, so people who typically buy for $250,000 or above. That's a private club that comes with the purchase of that vehicle.
Okay.
We do not have any Lazy Days-owned campsites at any of our other dealerships, although in our Tucson dealership, there is a large KOA campsite adjacent to that dealership.
Okay.
For convenience. Okay.
Well, but so they can go between Tampa and Tucson. I mean, that's not a bad trip across the country.
There's plenty of campsites not too far away, and we're happy to help them out at any campsite they're at. And we have a large partnership with ELS, and they have the Thousand Trails campsites and the Encore campsites, and we have a large partnership with them.
Well, it's nice to see, as Mary said, she was pointing out to me some of the things going on this weekend in Tampa for Easter, or obviously, as she said, for Mother's
Day,
Memorial Day.
Yeah,
so that, I mean, that's good to keep everybody engaged. But all right, so something that Mary and I like to do from time to time during these Chief Travel Leader segments of the show is we like to get a little personal. And, you know, that means we get to put you on the hot seat to a degree. I know you took over, but in a friendly way. So we'll caution that. But you took over as Lazy Days CEO back, I think it was late 2016 now. It's been a relatively good period for the industry during your tenure. So despite world events, I really want to know from your past career to where you are now, what have you learned in your position that you're really enjoying, Bill, about being a part of Lazy Days, that you're excited about and you feel good about the company moving forward?
Yeah, so I honestly, and I tell anybody that wants to listen to this, this is the most fun I've had in my career. I'm 58 years old now. I've done a number of things, primarily run organizations. But this is a special industry because our job is to help people enjoy their life every single day. So the product that we're selling them is a discretionary buy, and it helps them really enjoy their life and have fun and bring their family and friends together. That's so special to be in and help the industry advance and get better. But for me personally, what I can tell you is it's the best job I've ever had. I love coming to work every day, and I'm going to keep working as long as I feel this way.
Well, the good news there is, so since this would be your fifth appearance, then we should be able to have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because we're not going anywhere. Clearly you're not. We enjoy it. In maybe about 30 seconds or so that we have left, maybe 40 seconds if we can squeeze it, any travel plans for yourself coming up for, you know, the coming months that you're looking forward to?
Yes, I have, my wife and I are going to celebrate a 30th anniversary.
Congratulations.
So we're going to go back to our honeymoon spot. Our family spends a lot of time in Utah. We love to hike and bike and ski. So, we spend many trips. Typically, if we're going to go on a family vacation, that's typically where we go. And my wife and I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area. So we always go back once a year to Long Beach Island, New Jersey.
I grew up going there.
Long Beach, yes, it's a great area as well.
Beautiful.
Well,
congratulations.
Bill, always nice to connect with you folks. LazyDays.com will get you all things RV, travel trailers, and more. And be sure to check it out. So really appreciate it. Nice to connect with you today. Happy Easter. And congratulations on 30 years, okay?
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
All right. Always nice to connect with Bill for these check-ins. And folks, again, lazydays.com will get you all things you need. And if you ever miss part of the show, well, go to rmworldtravel.com, and we archive everything once it airs across the network. The Destination Spotlight on Huntsville is still ahead. RJ with the Open Road is also ahead. We're going to be getting a live report of the cruise industry at the top of hour two. My point, a lot ahead over the next 90 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.